Well, greetings to you once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in that name that's above every other name. At the name of Jesus Christ, every knee bows, every tongue confesses that He, the Lord Jesus Christ, He is Lord. He's above it all. And in Him we live, we move, and we have our being. And we continue forward in all that takes place on the earth in such a time as this, knowing that He that began a good work in us is going to carry it on to completion. He's going to finish what He started with us. And sometimes it gets painful, sometimes it gets frustrating, sometimes it is moments of despair and it's not nice. You know, there's plenty of times that it's not nice to be one of God's as far as in the natural. There's a lot of natural things that are not nice about this. But we persist, and we do trust that God is doing something. Yeah, it's been, I think sometimes for myself, there's a little bit of an accumulation that takes place because, you know, you go through, and at some point, you know, it catches up with you. And, I think I had a little bit of that recently, where things just sort of started to hit a little bit. And you know, it's funny because I think sometimes too we out of our own programming and our own thinking, we create a construct in our own mind. Here's for example. So sometimes like people will get maybe like a word of knowledge or something, people that are close to me, and they'll share something with me that God will have told them. And I was cracking up when I read this the other day, because just something that somebody had told me, they're like, oh yeah, this was like 20 years ago, but they said, see you preaching a lot in the streets of Sri Lanka, right? Okay. Now, what comes to your mind when you hear something like that? Well, if you've grown up in any kind of church circles, your mind and your thought processes, street evangelism, and here's a, you know, microphone and all that kind of stuff. Well, what am I doing right now? I am driving in the streets of Sri Lanka, and I'm sharing the word. So I am preaching in the streets of Sri Lanka. Now, is this, you know, when somebody would give, you know, that kind of, oh, here's something that, here's a word that God's given me about something that's on the horizon or in the future for you. They see you preaching a lot in the streets of Sri Lanka. I've been doing this a lot, if you guys have tracked. I've had drive times, multiple vehicles, mind you, you know, diesel, 4x4, I've done a lot of that, because what will happen is God will oftentimes, you know, you get, for me, there's sometimes it's very difficult to get even that space, and so I'll get in the car, God will just quicken me, and I'll just turn on the recorder, and He'll give me something to speak while I'm on my way between destinations, between something. And, you know, just you let the Spirit do what He does, and there's something that comes through. And oftentimes people have written in and said, wow, that was exactly what I needed. Listen, God knows. I don't. You know, I'm just available. And He will use that. Now, preaching in the streets of Sri Lanka. Well, here you go. Is that expectation met? Is that you know, what you were thinking when somebody said that? No, not really. No, not really. But so when Jesus, now let's take it to Jesus, shall we? Over 300 different prophetic words about this Messiah that would come, this King of Kings that would come, this, you know, all of this stuff that would be there. And my gosh, all of the all of the extra thinking that people would have created around this humble carpenter's son. You know, I mean, just you know, what they were expecting versus what they got. And how often is it that people reject what God is doing because it doesn't meet their expectations? It doesn't meet their... there's not the laser light show and the lightning bolts coming out of the hands and, you know, smoke and fire and all of the... it's just the garbage man that shares a word with you. Or something you prayed for 10 years ago and you get the answer now, and it's not really the answer you thought, but it's an answer, and it's God's will, and He's in it. So if we could just drop our expectations and have an attitude and a practice of gratitude, it would make a massive difference in our own happiness and our own joy in this journey. Because it's the expectations that we... our one-sided expectations, mind you. One-sided. Not God's will. Not what God... hey, listen. Preaching in the streets of Sri Lanka. I have fulfilled that word. Did I ever have a microphone? And you guys are all bearing witness to it right now. I have fulfilled that word. Did I ever have a microphone and a massive crowd and all of that kind of stuff? No. I mean, there's a crowd. You guys are all scattered all over the world. There's a crowd. But nothing in the lines of expectation. If we could just drop our expectations, our own personal agendas, our own need to have certain things worked out to fit the construct that we created. Where do we even get this stuff? I don't even know. I really want to just shed all of that. Because where do we get this stuff? We fashion our own prisons and then get mad at God for not working inside of them. I'll say that again. We fashion our own prisons, our own mental prisons, our own bondage, and then we get mad that God doesn't work inside of that. Lord God, please forgive us for that. All of us. Lord, your kingdom come, your will be done. You know, it's just to pray and to release and to just let God do what He does. And just flow with Him. You know, you'd be so much happier. We would all be so much happier. But, you know, there's that human element that's in there. It's that human element that just keeps us from trusting. Keeps us wanting to grow a mess. Keeps us wanting to reinforce a religious practice. Keeps us wanting to build an extension of religion that has nothing to do with God. Form of godliness that denies the power thereof. Jesus didn't meet expectations. But in all eternity, He's far exceeded anything anybody could imagine, ask, or think. Sometimes you got to be thankful to God that you didn't get your expectation. Because if you got your expectation, you would have limited God. You would have limited God so much in what would have happened had you got what you thought you wanted. You would have limited God so much. Sometimes maybe we don't see it right away. Sometimes maybe it's a process of years. Maybe sometimes it's a process of a lifetime. Maybe sometimes it doesn't happen until after you're out of here and you can look back and you can see, oh my gosh, that's what God was doing. I don't know. But I do know that He knows. And I do know that He intends the best for His creation. And I do know that He is also He's the one calling the shots. He's the Lord. And we're the servants. We're under the rule and reign of our Master. We're His servants. How often do we create such a problem for ourselves because we try to be something that we're not? We try to promote ourselves beyond where we should be. Now, there's a lot of things for me that are above my pay grade. It's a lot of things that I cannot fix. I don't have an answer for. And unless God moves, what can I do? You know, I got really frustrated the other day because there's some things that just have been in my heart, you know, really, really strongly in my heart. And, you know, without God resourcing that, building a team around that, it's soul crushing. So, you know, God puts it on you, but as, you know, for me, part of it was like, Lord, if you know, you got to resource this, and, you know, or give this burden to somebody else that you're going to back up on this. And, you know, so that's kind of where I am on some things. You know, we love Him, we trust Him, but this is still a dialogue, you guys. We still talk, we still share, we still are real with this. We're still human. But, you know, frustration. Frustration because when there's a burden and there isn't the power or strength or ability to follow something through to its fruition, that's really hard. That's really hard. And a lot of us have struggled there. So, you know, these are places where, you know, I think that relationship needs to be much more real with how we communicate this and how we share this with God. Because without that, without a real communication, what happens? We get split. We get split because, you know, we're just trying to gloss over things. It's not real communication. Because we're in our programming, in the religious programming, we're not supposed to have questions like that. You know, God makes things known to us. He makes things known to His creation. He makes things known to His friends. Listen, it was not an easy thing to follow Jesus, all right? Not at all. He took you to an end of yourself. And in the process of taking you to an end of yourself, you found life. But that's very painful. It is a very, very painful thing to be brought to an end of yourself. It's a very painful thing to no longer be able to see a way. You can't do it in yourself, and you know it. It's very painful. And Jesus did not promise anybody that followed Him a life without pain. On the contrary, He told Paul, Saul, who became Paul, he was talking when he was sending the early people to talk to him after his conversion experience. He said, "I'm going to show him the things that he's going to suffer for my namesake." It was the suffering began for him when he was following Christ. Too often, people want the easy road. But the easy road is not the road that God has for His people. God's road, it's not the easy road, but it is simple. Yeah, you can hear the rain coming down. It's not the easy road, but God keeps it simple. So, God keeps it simple, even though it's not easy. Does that make it easier? No, not really. That understanding, that knowledge, no, it doesn't make it easier. But at least you know what you're in for. Now, the plus side of it is at the end of this journey, you move on from glory to glory, strength to strength, and you move on into life, and all that you've gone through here won't really matter that much. And God will have accomplished an eternal purpose in your time here, and you will have been proven, and it's gonna be all right. But in the interim, it's rough. And you know, don't see things getting less rough. You know, I don't see that backing off in the short term. Yes, we'll probably have pockets of relief here and there where God gives His people a chance to rest, but overall, okay. Sorry about that. Small thing came up there. Yeah, so, you know, in the process, we have to continue to persist. Now, understanding what we're in the middle of, this is where we have to then continue to do things and understand where the source of our strength is. When we do things in Christ Jesus. Those that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They will mount up with wings as eagles. They will run and not faint. This is something where all the more reason in this time, your times of prayer, your times of reading the Word, your times of that basic discipline of the disciple are important. And you know, when we get drained, when we get tired, this is when, you know, so often the important things are the things that end up slipping. But then it catches up to you after a certain point. So when the important things end up slipping, and we just try to keep going, but eventually it catches up to you. So like, for example, the person that continues, you know, to have a healthy exercise regime, right? Well, yeah, you can get away without doing that for a bit, but in the long run, it's going to catch up with you, and the long-term consequence of not having that and not exercising and not taking care of your body like that is going to be significant. So it's much better just to stay on top of it. So, you know, that's just a natural case. Your spiritual discipline is very important. And, you know, sometimes you've got to ask God, say, Lord, I need you to help me. Show me how to do this. And, you know, as life goes through, I mean, there are seasons where things will get more stretched than others. It's an amazing and wonderful thing when you have those long periods. Oh my gosh. When I was younger, like, I had these huge, massive stretches of time where, you know, I could just go before God and just pray. And just, I mean, it was amazing, and I loved it. Just loved that intimacy. And I still love it, but, you know, life and circumstance has made that kind of thing a little more scarce. But still, you can pray continually. You can still focus and set your hearts on things above. You can still look to Him. You can still continue to persist in the things of God. You can still, and you can ask God, God, show me how. Show me how to make these windows. Show me how to, because you know what? You need them. Because prayer, it regulates the mind. It has physiological effects in your body, and it will put you in this sync, in this union, to be able to hear the voice of God. Now, there's the act of prayer, and then there's the state of prayer. The act of prayer is when you and I, when we bow before our King, when we bow our head, bow our knees, bow our heart, bow our entire being, and go into your prayer closet or wherever it is that you can get away with God, and you spend time in prayer and communion with the Father. That's the act of prayer. State of prayer is what happens when you get up off of your knees or off of that chair or wherever it is that you were praying, and you go on. You can still stay in a state of prayer where you can hear God's voice and you're attentive to his leading, and you're just in that place. And you need both. You need both. You need that state of prayer because that's what's going to quicken you in the circumstances and the situations of life to be able to respond the way God wants you to respond. Because things will come up, and you know, you'll have challenges on your decisions and your choices. You'll have you know, people will test you. Something will come in front of you. Whatever it is, when you're in that state of prayer, you can hear that quickening, that still small voice of God, to know how to respond to the challenges of life. That's one. And you need that act of prayer because, you know what, we've got to get before God. We've got to, this is essential to the people of God, and especially in this time. And the enemy works, oh my gosh, the enemy work to try to keep you away from praying, to keep you distracted, to keep you somewhere else in your mind, your heart, your spirit. Because the enemy knows the power of your prayers. And also, even all the more right now in this time, as light is increasing and the power of God that's being poured out is exponential, those that move in that flow cause just cataclysmic responses in the realm of spirit. Things just change, things move, nations change and shift in response to the prayers of the people of God. So the enemy wants to keep you away from that. Keep you in a state of despair. Keep you in a state of just being completely suspended, not knowing what to do, not knowing how to do things. He wants to keep you off your game and distracted. You can be aware, but don't get distracted. Be aware of the attacks of the enemy, but bring everything before the Father and pray. And as you pray, God answers our prayers. So the prayer this day is, Lord, your kingdom come and your will be done. Lord, have your way. And as you pray, and as you trust Him, and as you look to Him, and as you continue forward, you're going to see Him moving through in all of these life circumstances and situations. Things that seem like impossible situations, God will intervene in. As you pray, and you know, this is where too, again, back to the whole thing about expectations. Leave your expectations on the side. Pray and let God quicken your prayers, because many times the solution that God has is better than what you thought and what you could have come up with for yourself. So that's why you always give it to God. Lord, nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Jesus in his struggle, Lord, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. So let that be our petition as a body of Christ. Lord, forgive us, Lord, for the places that we've been off, that we've complained, that we've done that same thing that people have done throughout history, and it's not right. Forgive us, Father God, for the wrong attitude and the wrong heart on some of these things. Forgive us, Lord God, cleanse us. Rather, Father God, bring us into that place of communion, and bring us into that place of understanding your purpose, your plan, and defaulting to your will. Lord, whatever it is, nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done, in Jesus' name. God bless you all. We love you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Say hi. We always love to hear from you. God bless you. Keep on keeping on. We'll talk to you again really soon. Goodbye.